That's why we're going slow. Ruth R.U.T.H. Manning, M.A.N.N.I.N.G., 5, 3, 46, 78-year-old woman, divorced since 2005, extensive history of smoking, no alcohol use, lives alone. Patient has a provider that sees about her, especially with her bad eyes. She's no longer able to care for herself, period. She has two children, one in Houston, one in Sugar Land, S-U-G-A-R land, that they see about her and care about her very much, period. Any paragraph? Patient has an extensive history of smoking, as I mentioned. She wants to quit smoking, but has not been successful, finally gave up and does not want to talk about smoking or stopping smoking at this time, period. In the paragraph, she also has a history of, she also is a CNA, used to work in the medical field. Medication, nifedipine 60 milligram once a day, baclofen 10 milligram a day, Zofran 8 milligram a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Lyrica 50 milligram a day, allopurinol 100 milligram a day, Armour thyroid 80 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, Celexa, 20 milligram a day, nebulizer, 4 times a day. Patient also has 2 liters of oxygen. Last hospitalization was a year ago because of COVID-19. Review of system, patient's incontinent bowel and bladder, ADL dependent, short of breath with activity, short of breath at rest, has history of chronic pain, history of scoliosis and bad back. Patient has O2 dependency with O2 of 88% on room air. She says she doesn't want to use her oxygen. She just doesn't use it. Medical problems, DJ, surgical problems together, DJD, scoliosis, COPD, end-stage, gouty arthritis, hypertension, history of failed back syndrome, status post-laminectomy, status post-C-section, family history, mom died of stroke, had diabetes. She doesn't know much about her father. On blood, on vital signs, 107 over 67, 118 pulse, or two sets, 88 to 89% on room air. Patient, again, has oxygen available, but she doesn't want to wear it at this time. Heart positive, small positive, to lungs, bronchi, and valves. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows JVD. Skin shows no rash, raw mucosa with anilage and lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. 78-year-old woman with end-stage, with COPD, O2 dependency, using her nebulizer at all times, symptoms of core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension, also suffers from gouty arthritis, chronic pain on Lyrica, needs better pain medication, along with the use of baclofen, which is working as a muscle relaxer, period. New paragraph. Her blood pressure is stable. Her nifedipine is working for her. She says when she just took her nifedipine, but when she hasn't taken it for a while, her blood pressure goes up because she's in so much pain, period. She has incontinence, ADL dependency, period. She also has a history of low thyroid, uses nebulizer at least 6 times a day, period. Patients showing demise as far as being able to go out and go to the doctor's office and would like to be cared for under palliative and hospice care at home regarding her end-stage COPD and O2 dependency, period. New paragraph will discuss better pain medication options with the medical records regarding any further treatments for her pain. Also expressed to the patient, must wear her oxygen at all times. Thank you. I didn't say she was bowel and bladder incontinent and ADL dependent. Put that in there, but I think I did. Thanks.